أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد مكناكم في الأرض وجعلنا لكم فيها معايش قليلا ما تشكرون صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 10 and the remaining of ayah number 8 and 9. In ayah 8 and 9 we discuss that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says وَالْوَزْنُ يَوْمَ إِذِنِ الْحَقِّ. And the wazan, the weighing on the day of Qiyamah is a reality, it is the truth. Here we discussed the kalima la ilaha illallah, its weight and its value in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another amal that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks about that has weight. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, nothing is more weightier on the scales of the akhirat than a person having good character, a person having good akhlaq. So there again, akhlaq in itself, if we look at it, we cannot attach any size to it, we cannot attach any weight to it, but there, in the scales of the akhirah, it will have weight. Similarly, we find a hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying the most weightiest of deeds is a person's good akhlaq and a person's silence. In other words, not speaking unnecessarily. Then we find one narration that once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was visited by Sayyiduna Jibreel alayhi salatu was salam, and in that time a person was crying. Jibreel alayhi salatu was salam said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all actions will be weighed, that is on the scales of justice, besides a drop of tear that is shed out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or the fear of the akhirah. That one drop of tear is sufficient to extinguish the fire of Jahannam. So there we find on the one hand, Jibreel alayhi salatu was salam saying to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that all deeds are weighed, but this is the exception. In other words, that will not be put onto the scales of justice, but that is sufficient to cool the fire of the akhirat, cool the anger and the wrath of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And another hadith we find Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that on the day of Qiyamah, Surah Al-Baqarah and Surah Ali Imran, they will appear in the form of two dense clouds, and they will give shelter, shade to the person that fulfilled the haqq. In other words, by reciting these two surahs and also obviously practicing upon these two surahs. So here in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this wazan, Allah speaks about the weight of the amal and the deeds. And to conclude from where we had begun yesterday, one is the counting of deeds and the other is the weighing of deeds. The counting of deeds is we will carry out the deed and that will be counted as far as we count it. We will count our 33 times Subhanallah, our 33 times Alhamdulillah, our 34 times Allahu Akbar, or 33 times Allahu Akbar and La ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika la, lahul mulk wa lahul hamd wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. By us it is counted. By Allah Ta'ala also it will have counting, but more important by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the weight of the action. A person gives a rand, by us it is counted, there also it will be counted. But more important is the count, and more important than the counting is the weight by Allah Ta'ala, and what is going to add weight to our deed, that is our ikhlas, that is our sincerity, our lillahiyat, how much we can do for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the pleasure of Allah ta'ala, that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes pleased with the deed, and that requires ikhlas, it requires sincerity, it requires the purity of our niyat, the purity of our intention. Thereafter Allah ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ مَكَّنَّاكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Certainly we established you, we dwelled you in the earth. In other words, we had given you this place, this abode in this earth. But Allah Ta'ala, when He sent Adam alayhi salatu was salam onto this earth, Allah Ta'ala did not leave this earth barren. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saw to the needs of insan, and hence Allah Ta'ala says, وَجَعَلْنَا لَكُمْ فِيهَا مَعَايِشَ. and in it we had made your ma'ayish, we had made your livelihood, the means of your living. The means of your living insofar as all your needs are concerned. Your very basic primary need of air, that also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had seen to. That of eating and drinking, that also Allah ta'ala had seen to. Your shelter, your protection insofar as your clothing are concerned. All of it Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made the ma'ayish here, the livelihood here. In other words, Allah ta'ala had seen to each and every one of our needs. قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ. Very few or little do you appreciate. In other words, now we need to look at this very constructively, that Allah ta'ala had sent us on this earth, and look at the greatness, the qudrat, the power, the might, and together with that, the rahmah, the mercy of Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has seen to our every need. Allah ta'ala knows the needs of insan. Allah ta'ala had given it. Now the important aspect is that here Allah ta'ala is saying very few make shukr, or very little do you make shukr. And this is where we need to express our gratitude, our appreciation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by way of our iman in Allah and our amal and our deeds for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.